So I'm Alpa Dipani, I'm an architect and I'm an artist, and I produce Romp, which is a kind of architectural zine. I used to buy loads of music magazines, and then in the back there'd be adverts for sending away for just little music fanzines. So you'd send off a quid in the post and a stamped address envelope, and then get, you know, these amazing like crafted bits of magazine, and I just always thought they were really cool. I was always really jealous of the people that made them, because they would be doing actual interviews with kind of, you know, musicians and stuff, and they weren't formal music press. And I always thought that was really cool. But I really liked the DIY-ness of them, but also that they were sort of funny and irreverent. And I just think with digital media and social media and Instagram and stuff, our idea of what is a media is completely different. You know, like those fanzines at the time were a kind of immediate way of sharing things. And now they're something really laboured because you can share things so quickly. And I really like that idea that there's something kind of valuable now in being able to spend time in making something, I think. Back then, I never got around to making one, and I just thought, oh, actually, I never got around to doing that, so maybe I'll just do it now. It had to be sort of tactile, so it had to all seem handmade, and it is handmade. Like, none of it goes through the computer. It's all kind of prit stick and gluing, and it all goes through the photocopier, and I hand staple it and stuff. Because I also, there are lots of zines that get made now, and I sort of think they're not zines, they're kind of well-made publications. So for me, the sort of handmade aspect was really important. And then I'm an architect, and I also had this feeling that architectural print media is really serious and kind of takes itself very seriously and is very stylized. And so for me, Romp was kind of like a way of saying there's a different way of making architectural media press that could be just irreverent and a bit silly. And yeah, and that's kind of what the aim was, really. Architectural, but in the loosest term, really. Romp 1 had quite a bit of writing. That was right after Grenfell. And the ambition wasn't to write something about housing, but it just so happened that all the images and the words ended up working about housing. And I had this thing on my mind about post-war housing blocks, which sort of tied in with everything that was being discussed about Grenfell. And so there was quite a bit of writing with that. But then Romp 2, which is three editions, was just completely illustrative. I just wanted it to have illustrations only. But I think the next ones will have a mix. So I've kind of not been tied to what the format is. It can be whatever the topic determines, in a way. There's printing, there's drawing, there's collage, and then writing as well. So it's kind of a mix. I was going over Romp 1 and I thought, actually, there's more work in it than I'd necessarily realised, because there's hand-drawn elements and there are sort of photocopies and things. But actually, in Romp 1, lots of the photographs are photocopies of hand-printed black and white photos that I'd printed myself, and they've gone in. And then one of the second ones, there's some mono-printing that I did. And also, I distribute it for free. For me, the sort of tactile, hand-drawn, homemade, DIY element of it has to be really apparent. And it's not trying to be glossy. It's not trying to be a coffee table magazine. That's kind of not the point, because you can buy that. But that also is just one way of talking about art or architecture or culture. And I just think there's a kind of more immediate way. And that's what I was trying to do. That's print some of the text, but then I always trace it and go over it. So it's almost like also taking some digital elements, but then making them seem more DIY, because that's an important part of the aesthetic, I think. The cultural norm of media at the moment is everything is digitized, but there can be an alternative to that, because people will still always want tactile things, I think. People will always enjoy reading printed matter, and print media can challenge how things are presented. So I go back again to that thing of the way that architecture is presented as something very formal and stylized, and that there's one way of presenting it, but that's kind of nuts, really. The idea of creating a different dialogue, repackaging the dialogue, is what I'm getting at. Architectural press is really weird in that it only speaks to architects, which I find really strange, whereas music magazines are not just for musicians. There's no reason why you can't talk about architecture in a really irreverent way, in the way that you talk about music. When I used to buy music magazines, there'd be interviews with bands where they go to the pub, or it's like, okay, let's go shopping with this band. And that's kind of what I was trying to do with Romp, saying we can take some of those things from great music magazines, or The Face. The Face was brilliant at having kind of serious articles, irreverent culture, music, you know, and like mixing culture and having kind of hilarious and serious. And there's no reason that, you know, that can't be applied to other subjects. So the team making it is me. I do the whole thing. I print everything, fold everything, photocopy it and staple it. And I, you know, turn the pages over in the photocopier to print on both sides and things. In terms of putting it together, the first one for me was like, I just had to get it out because I had the ideas simmering around for so long. And somehow sort of a loose theme about housing kind of came up. And so I made a kind of little storyboard where I just kind of scribbled what would go on each page. Because also, you know, it's folded, so you have to plan what goes on each page so that when you open it, everything is in the right order. Drew up the pages and then photocopied, stuck down, and then, yeah, just did the printing and the folding. With the second one, I had a trip planned over the summer, and so I thought, okay, one way of recording that trip might be to make these romps of three cities. I knew I wanted it just to be illustrations, so I thought, wouldn't it be interesting if there's kind of like one theme for each one, and then all the illustrations will just sing to that, and that's how the second one came up. Photocopy, fold, staple and repeat. Romp 2 was really related to a trip that I went to three cities. So when I was in New York, I was just struck by all the signage and how it's so familiar. The signage is so familiar, all the tube signs and things are so familiar through culture and music and, you know. And so I thought, yeah, okay, an addition about this city has to be about signage. And then when I was in Tokyo, it was all about food. I was just obsessed with the food. So I wanted to make a whole edition about food, and in Hong Kong it was all just about the height of the place and how your vantage point's always up or down and everything is so extreme in its kind of verticality. So that's what I was trying to capture in the third one. With each of them, it was just a case of producing drawings, so pen and ink drawings. Yeah, in Tokyo I was trying to capture some of the delicious food that I was eating, really, just doing drawings of that, but also, you know, the stuff around it. So in one drawing there's kind of the plate that a piece of yakitori was on, because that was so much part of the experience as well. I might have a photograph and then I would cut out part of it and draw back in the part that I'd cut out, so it became part photo, part drawing, and I did that with the Hong Kong one as well. So it's always good to close down what the thing is about and not try and cover too much. And, you know, if your essential idea is to talk about food in hand drawings, then just really do that well, I think. Yeah. I always knew from the beginning I wanted it to be free, so I wasn't really ever bothered about trying to make any money off it. No one ever sends things through the post anymore, you know, and it's like if people want to get it from me, if they either have to get it from me in person or they have to send me a stamped address envelope, and that involves a bit of time and effort. And I think, and for me, that's part of the whole process, is the doing that bit of effort, the kind of slight anticipation, and then getting a piece of post that's not just a bill, you know, getting something else in the post. I haven't really put it out there on social media as such, because it's just kind of a physical thing, and I also don't want to over-advertise it. It is what it is. It's just like four pages folded over and stapled. You know, there's not much more than that, really. I think it's important for independent publishing to exist, because that's the only way you'll get a kind of myriad of stories or myriad of kind of representation or style or eye. It's good to have different voices.